This is Bethany, and I want to thank you for joining me for Rooftops Podcast. My prayer is that this would encourage and challenge you to activate your own faith as you hear God speak to you. So today I want to talk about being in position. And what I have found is that the devil will try to do anything to get us out of position. Maybe you're thinking, Bethany, what position are you talking about? I'm talking about being in position to receive what God has for us. So the phrase in position, it just simply means to be able to do something. It's this act of placing or arranging our lives in a certain way that we'll be able to do something or receive something. It may sound something like this: I'm not in position to take this job because I don't have the experience that it would require. Or I'm not in position right now to take on that project because I don't have the energy for it. Or instead, I'm in position to buy that house because I've been saving for a down payment for a really long time. Or I'm in position to take on that role in children's church now because God has been growing my patience with my own children lately. So yeah, Satan tries to get us out of position, and he even tried to do this with Jesus. And so I want to read Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him up to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.'" And Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me." And then Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. So this was the very thing that Satan tried on Jesus. He tried to get Jesus to step out of being in a position of waiting on God's process, and instead to take matters into his own hands. And the thing about this is that the devil really shows his hand here with his temptation strategy. All three temptations have a central theme, and it is to take matters into your own hands, to take control, right? And the devil says to Jesus, "If you're the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." He's saying, "You do it. Don't wait on God. You just go for it." And we've all, I think, had this feeling before where the clock is ticking, time is running out, and I just need to step in and make something happen. Somehow, some way, I've got to get it done. Or maybe if you think about it, there's been opportunities where maybe we failed to receive what God intended for us because we felt like we just couldn't wait a second longer. So we just took matters into our own hands. And there's no doubt Jesus was probably very, very hungry, fasting 40 days, right? But it was God's plan for Jesus to be fully God and fully man, to be human, to be like you and me, so that he could be a high priest that could actually sympathize with us. And I thank God for this, that Jesus knows, he gets, he understands me. He understands struggle. He knows struggle. Another common strategy that we see here with the devil's temptations with Jesus specifically, is this invitation for Jesus to prove himself. Okay, the devil says, "If you are the Son of God," right, more than once, "throw yourself down." This just blows my mind, as if the devil thought that it may trigger some insecure or foolish reaction from Jesus rather than a confident and composed response from him. And many of us are all too familiar with this kind of temptation. I mean, I have felt the need to prove myself, right? Sometimes we feel like that, like we need the validation. We need to prove ourselves that we're good enough, that we're smart enough, that we're strong enough, that we're competent enough, that we're pretty enough, and the list goes on and on and on. But we don't need affirmation that we're enough when God has already validated us by dying on the cross for us. That proves his love and our value. So the last temptation strategy that the devil uses here that I want to talk about today is this temptation here, to substitute the eternal for the temporal. And Satan gets so bold at the end of this passage, and he goes right to the point. He gets right to the heart of the matter. He actually exposes his motive here, that basically he wants to thwart the very plan of God, which was to save the world through God's son, Jesus Christ. And verse 8 says, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And these I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Okay, this is absolutely absurd. Like, this is unthinkable to me. Here we have a created one asking the creator to fall down and to worship him, right? Jesus was already the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So it just seems so crazy. And even though this is a ludicrous temptation, if you will, I find that this one gets us too often as well. I love what my pastor, Pastor David Freck, says. What you're willing to compromise now is what you'll end up losing later. And it's so true. We need to realize that the very thing that Satan is trying to tempt us with, the very thing that he's trying to convince us that we need, and that we need it now, is the very thing that will actually pull us out of position to receive what God has for us, what he intends to give us. And what God has given us in Christ, what he's planned for us, it far surpasses any substitute that Satan could come up with. And all these strategies to get us out of position have this one thing in common: take the easy way. And who doesn't love a shortcut, right? I love a shortcut. But maybe you've heard that saying, good things come to those who wait. And it's true. Isaiah 64:4 says, for since the world began, no ear has heard and no eye has seen a God like you who works for those who wait for him. I love that. So after Satan threw his best temptations at Jesus, the Bible tells us that the angels came and ministered to Jesus. Well, I'm imagining ministering for one means that they brought him some dinner. They brought him some food. And this is really a miracle. I mean, it's not a common thing for God to instruct an angel to bring you dinner, right? The way that God provided here was supernatural. And Jesus, he would have missed this opportunity to receive a miraculous provision had he just taken matters into his own hands and commanded the stones to become bread. So here's Jesus in the wilderness, sort of reliving the experiences of God's people, the Israelites, now tasting their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. They had doubted God's calling, and we know they felt a grumbling and complaining and idolatry. Those Israelites didn't get to enter into the promised land, into what God had for them. And even though the journey to the promised land, I'm sure, wasn't easy, they were actually being set up. They were being positioned for future blessing. They were right where they were supposed to be, struggles and all. And I want to suggest that maybe you're right where you're supposed to be, struggles and all, and that God has a good future planned for you as long as we stay in position. But Satan, unfortunately, he was able to get the Israelites out of position of receiving what God had intended for them. But Jesus in the wilderness, his experience, he succeeded where they failed. That's always the case, right? Jesus always succeeds where we fail. And it was after these temptations in the wilderness that Jesus began his earthly ministry. It was the wilderness experience that launched him into his readiness for his calling. These temptations that Jesus faced from the devil, yeah, they were for the purpose to trip him up and to get him out of position and to just Satan's hopes to destroy God's plan. But God's reason for the test was so that Jesus could be proven. And this is the same purpose of the test that you and I go through. God isn't wanting us to fail. No, he believes in us. God is wanting us to succeed and receive what he has for us on the other side. So I want to encourage you today to stay in position so that you'll be ready for the ministry and the blessing that God has for you up ahead. Again, thanks so much for joining me for Rooftops.